All right, what we got?
Well, he did tell us that Cody is starting and acknowledged that you guys really kind of need to see if he can be your quarterback in the future. So what have you seen in Cody so far that leads you to believe that maybe he can be that, and what else do you need to see?
I try to stay in the moment, you know, more so than the decision makers, should I say. He's had a good week of practice. We'll be ready to try and you know, just match the intensity of a really good Dallas defense. They're a really good football team. Their defensive unit is led by Sean Lee. Great, got it right. Number 50, and they play hard.
That, I mean, what good things that you've seen from Cody?
Oh, from Cody, yeah. I mean, Cody, he has a natural instinct and awareness in the pocket that that gives him a chance to just make the, how can I put it, you know, without saying, you know, he's a good game manager, but just to stay on schedule and make the plays within the play call, okay, and that's something that's rare for young quarterbacks. You know, just his poise, his toughness, all right, his overall field vision, and then once again those instincts that he have in the pocket.
What impact do you think Corey Coleman can have on the offense as a whole in his return?
Wow, he's a guy that can score the ball, and you can throw him a short pass, and he can run a long way with it. You know, a long way with the ball. And he is a playmaker, you know, and that's the one thing that that this offense, Coach Jackson's offense, relies on, you know, just guys making plays, in particular the big plays, and that's what we need more of.
Do you expect that it'll take Corey a little time to knock off the rust, or do you think he might be able to just kind of slide right in there?
Well, he's fast. You know, he's fast, and he was fast when he played against Baltimore, and I feel like he's even faster now. Over the past, however long it was that he wasn't able to go out and play with his teammates, he's been working hard with Coach Al to stay, you know, on top of the playbook, and he's prepared himself from week to week as if he was playing. So that can only help him, you know, to be able to make that transition back to the playing field.
Hamstring in camp, or how is he faster?
Well, I don't know. We hadn't had him run a 40-yard dash. He just, you know, to the naked eye, he appears to be, all right, just as fast and even more explosive than he was the last time that we watched him play in practice.
Very good. Pat, you were preparing for the Patriots last month. What did you see in Jamie Collins when you were getting ready for him?
Well, you know, and I even made this point to our offensive unit during that week of preparation that he was one of the most underrated defensive players in the National Football League. When I, over the past 3 years, previous 3 years, you know, I was on a team that faced that Patriots defense, you know, several times a year. And, I mean, he's a guy that can change a game as a defensive player, and those guys are rare. He can play on all three levels of the defense. He can rush the passer, all right. He can cover your backs out the backfield, and of course he can fit in there and stop the run. If you detach a tight end, even some receivers, he can cover those guys out in space. And with all that being said, he has bad intentions, all right, when he gets to the ball carrier. And he's had a lot of success against the teams that I was a part of in the past that faced him.
Are you guys catching a little bit of a break with Claiborne and Church being out?
No, we're not catching a break at all. That's a good Dallas defense, and you know they'll have guys ready to play.
I think they haven't let up many big plays at all this year, and I don't think they've given up a 100-yard runner or receiver. What makes them able to do that?
I don't know. I think part of it is when you look at all three phases of their team, you know, they're a good football team. They play complementary football. You know, they're one of the better rushing teams in the National Football League. And that always helps the defense to stay fresh. And I think Coach Marinelli's done a great job of just, you know, making sure that those guys play hard with great intensity and get to the ball. They get to the ball as well as anybody that we've played. You know, they swarm on defense, and they do overall a good job of playing complementary defense, and they play complementary football as a team.
Coach,